film before a live studio audience.
Diana, you ready? It's time for the sorrow and the pity.
Oh, you two going straight home to bed, huh?
You know it's a movie.
Oh, not just a movie. It's the final feature in the Human Brutality Film Festival.
Jimmy, when's the coach going to get back from visiting his sister?
He'll be in Minnesota at least another week.
His sister anything, you know, like the coach?
Let me put it this way. He asked her to pick him up at the airport. She thought he meant the Boston airport, so she drove all the way here to pick him up.
Fortunately, that's what he meant.
They had lunch at the airport, then they drove on to St. Paul.
I thought she lived in Duluth, Dave.
She does, but they don't like the food at the airport in Duluth. You know, actually, Coach will probably be back before I could explain this to you.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name. You want to go where people know people are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
What do you say? Let's get out of here, huh? All the goofs have gone home. Nobody to laugh at or buy us beer. I think our work here is done.
David.
Boo-hee. Is that Carla's positively disgusting ex-husband, Nick?
All right. Things are picking up, Cliffy. Have a seat.
Hello, Blondie. I bet you thought you'd never see me again, right?
Changed thought to begged God. And you've got it exactly.
Hey, Nick.
Hello, Sam. And the rest of yous. It's so good to see some friendly faces. Mike, can I use that now?
Something wrong, Nick?
Yeah, but let's not dwell on it. It would tear your heart out. Is Carla by any chance around?
No, she went home for the night.
Frazier, your tea is ready. Oh, Nick Tortelli, this is someone with whom you have absolutely nothing in common. My paramour, Dr. Frazier Crane.
Dr. what? Can you get any pills?
I'm a psychiatrist. Have we met? You wouldn't by any chance be the bogus missing link exhibited at the Amsterdam World's Fair.
No, but you're not the first person who asked me. I wish I had done something like that. Maybe my life would be worth something.
Oh, boy, what's going on here? What's the matter, Nick?
You remember my lovely wife, Loretta?
Sure do, tall blonde.
Well, she ran out on me. You see, she always wanted to be a singer, and she got an offer from this big musical group that's touring the country, the Grinning Americans.
The Grinning what?
Well, yeah, they're a group of wholesome young people who wear, you know, pullover sweaters, sing patriotic songs. You know, they've had me and Ma marching around the living room on more than one Sunday afternoon, I can tell you.
What? You live with your mother, Cliff?
I have my own room. I have my own hot plate. You want to read something sicko into that?
Well, you know, you're not the first guy to lose a woman, Nick.
Yeah, but you haven't heard the worst yet. You see, Loretta wouldn't marry me unless I signed one of prenuptial agreements and put everything in her name. I was up to my eyeballs in Amore that night. She got the house and the Tortelli Television Hospital.
Oh, ouch. Let me get you a drink. Yeah.
No, I couldn't. I don't have anything, Sam. I couldn't pay for it.
Oh, it's on the house.
Nick Tortelli, don't take charity. or pity, or soda, so make it neat, Sam.
I forgot my purse. Nick, what the hell are you doing here?
I came to see if I have any friends left.
Sorry, our new snail pellets took care of them.
You look pretty, Carla.
The Twinkie left you, didn't she? She took you for everything, didn't she? Please tell me she took you for everything.
I was born into this world naked, and so shall I leave it.
But please stay fully clothed the rest of the time.
You got a guy, Carla?
No, I swallowed a beach ball. For your information, I am not seeing anybody. But the guy that knocked me up and ran this time is 10 times classier than you. Now get out of here.
Carla, I know I have no reason to expect any kindness from you. I treated you like dirt. But I've come back to start over again. I'd like to make it up to you and my precious children, if you give me a chance.
I don't know what to say, Nick. Part of me wants to laugh in your face. The rest of me wants to throw up.
Go with your heart.
Hey, just how dumb do you think I am, huh? She kicks you out and you expect me to believe that you're a sweet, humble guy that just wants to do right by me?
It's true, Carla. What would it take to convince you?
I forget it.
Wait. Here. I'm going to hold my hand over this flame until you believe my sincerity.
Go ahead. I happen to be fond of the smell of roast pig.
Oh, yuck. He's going to do it.
Say you believe me and end my torment.
Say, Nick, shouldn't you be putting it a little closer down to the flame?
What are there, rules to this? It's plenty warm up here where it is.
Nick, your roach droppings. I never want to see you again in my life.
You're our friends. You believe me, don't you? You'll talk to her, won't you?
Come on, Diane. We've missed the sorrow, but maybe we can still catch the pity. Mr. Tortelli, I hate to see any human being suffering without doing something to help. Now, I'd like you to call this number anytime, day or night.
Is this your office?
No, no. I'm far out of your price range. This is the number of a promising graduate student. You could put him on the map.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Nick.
Later, Nick. You fellas going home to your warm beds?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
You got a place to sleep tonight, don't you, Nick?
Oh, yeah, in the gutter out front.
Oh,
good. As long as I got a place. They say people don't get involved, huh?
Nick, I'm afraid I'm going to have to close up here.
Oh, yeah, I know. Just one more thing, Sam, okay? Can I do a few odd jobs for you for a few bucks?
Boy, you know, I really don't need anything.
Sam, you don't understand. I'll do anything. A man without a job isn't a man, Sam. I'll sweep, I'll clean, I'll get on my knees and scrub the place. The place will be spotless, Sam. Please?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, Sam, thank you. Thank you, Sam. Thank you. God bless you, Sam. God bless you. Thank you.
Yeah. The brooms are in the closet right over there.
Tonight? That's a little short notice. I'll do it. Oh, hello, Miss Carla. You're looking mighty pretty today.
Yeah, but that railing looks terrible.
Terrible? I can see my face in it.
That's what I mean. So can I.
Listen, I told you.
If he's bothering you, I'll get rid of him.
I don't care what he does. I enjoy seeing him grovel around. Carla, God knows I was as skeptical as you are, but the man's been working here for 3 weeks. He's rented a room with a sink. He's joined the Young Men's Christian Support Group. He's teaching himself to play the harmonica. Isn't it possible he's changed?
He's also clipped his fingernails. And he's talked about subscribing to a magazine.
Okay.
But you look beyond the glitter and flash. That's the same old Nick. He's just doing all this to impress me, so I'll take him back.
Was that such a bad idea, Carly? No, I'm just asking.
Well, he may be starting to pull the wool over your eyes, but he's not doing it to me. If I take him back, I'm just going to end up getting hurt.
Carla, I'm certainly not going to be the one to argue his case, but in the interest of human charity, perhaps you should keep an open mind.
In the interest of human charity, I wouldn't walk across the room to spit on his shoes.
Pardon me, common scrub person. Is there a Nick Tortelli here?
Loretta.
Nick, is that you?
No, it's the Archbishop of Canterbury. So you couldn't stay away from me, huh?
The very idea is ludicrous. We've simply outgrown each other. I'm living in the fast lane now. I hobnob with people you wouldn't even feel comfortable with. Why, last night, I met a head waiter.
Oh, so you came to rub my nose in it, right?
Hi, gang of cheers. Just because I've given Nick the boot doesn't mean that we still can't all be close friends. Especially you, Carla. After all, we did have Nick Tortelli in common.
Yeah, you, me, and 1,000 head lice.
Loretta, what are you doing here?
These are the final divorce papers. Read them and sign them. And please, let's not make this sticky.
If you think I'm going to give you any argument about this, you're nuts. I'm over you, Loretta. Carla won't give me the time of day yet, but I'd rather be scrubbing the floor that she walks on than scrubbing the floor that you walk on. That wasn't too good, but you get the picture.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're over me, Nick, because as far as I'm concerned, you're yesterday's newspapers. Well, goodbye, gang of cheers. I'm sorry you had to witness this ugly scene.
Beat it!
And that, Carla, if you'll excuse me for ending a sentence in a preposition, is the man whose shoes you wouldn't cross the room to spit upon.
What can I say, Diane? I was wrong.
It's a start. May I take your coat, Miss Carla?
Knock it off, Nick, huh?
Please, for me. Shame on me. This coat rack needs to be sanded down and varnished.
So you and Nick took the kids out this afternoon, huh?
Yeah, it's Nick's idea. We took them to the petting zoo so they could slap the animals.
Listen, tonight after work, me and you, what do you say? Like the old times? All right? We'll go over to White Castle and get some burgers and then catch some wrestling. There's a couple of great grudge matches tonight, huh?
Forget it, Nick. I'd enjoy that with a classy guy, but you and I aren't happening.
Carla, what do I have to do? Don't you believe that people change? I'm telling you, you hit rock bottom and then you gotta change or there's no living with yourself otherwise. Sam understands that. He was a stinking drunk.
I had a problem, Nick.
Miss Diane understands. She's hustling in hooch now. But it wasn't too long ago she was strapped to a bed in the drooling academy.
It was only once that I was restrained to my bed for my own safety when psychotropic drugs affected my sense of balance. And that was only for a week and a half, I was told. And anyway, where are we talking about me for?
Carla, why will you not relent?
Because I don't believe you have it in you to be true to me. I think if Loretta came back and wanted you, you would go to her.
Carla, you're going to believe me one day, and I'm going to hang in until you do. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to finish oiling the coasters on Sam's office chair. Fixing the big wheels, little wheels.
Well, I appreciate it, Nick.
Carla, you know, for what it's worth, Cliff and I took alley-oop there to the drive-in over the weekend. All he could talk about was you. Miss Carla this, Miss Carla that.
Listen, listen, listen. I am tired of hearing all you defending that walking hairball. You want to see why I don't fall for his act?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Okay, okay, watch. What's the extension in your office?
221.
Come on. Nick, this is Loretta. I've been getting some of those old feelings again, Daddy. I think we should get together and talk. I'm at the Baldwin Hotel. How soon do you think you can come over?
I gotta get some cigarettes.
You don't smoke.
I'm gonna start. I heard good things. No. I'm not gonna go. I'm not gonna go. You know where I was going? Loretta called me, and she wanted to talk to me. And I was about to go. Then you know what happened? I thought of you. And I came to my senses.
Oh. You know, that wasn't Loretta, Nick. That was Carla on the phone.
That was you?
Yes, Daddy.
Then it was a test. And I passed with flying colors. Now do you believe me?
Carla, how can you stand there and deny the man burgers and wrestling with the woman he loves?
He knew it was me on the phone.
Carla, what more can I do?
That wasn't a good enough test.
Hi, Carla. Hi, Nick. Hi, you gang of cheers.
The real Loretta.
Surprise!
What do you want?
I want you back.
What?
Well, this isn't easy to say, and I don't know what song it's from, but there's a line in some song that goes, I've got you under my skin.
I've got you under my skin, Loretta.
What? Oh, no, this is going to complicate things.
No, I was just telling you the name of the song.
Oh, pardon me. Nick, what I'm trying to say is, do you think that there's ever a chance that we'll get back together again?
In my heart, I knew this day would come.
The other day when I was here with the papers, something stirred inside of me. When I got back to the hotel room, all I could think about is the way you used to make me pour amaretto in your chin dimple so I could sip it out.
I've got so much to learn from this man.
Loretta, I don't feel anything for you anymore. You hear me? Nothing.
But when I threw you out, you said you'd always love me.
I'm a complex guy.
You can say no to my words, but can you say no to this? And I've got another one where this came from.
You're making a fool out of yourself. Beat it.
This is one American who's gonna have trouble grinning on stage tonight.
Bravo.
Well, I have some oiling to complete.
In God's name, what more do you want? This is one of the most startling metamorphoses one man has ever undergone.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, you're all experts on Nick Tortelli, huh?
I'd like to think I'm with you.
You all think I should go back with him, huh?
Yes.
Not me. I don't think you're good enough for him.
Come on. Okay, okay. I'm going to take him back. You all watch what's going to happen. Nick, can I speak to you?
Yes, Miss Carla.
Nick, I want you back. I want to give you another chance to take care of me and the kids.
Oh, Carla, you made me the happiest man on earth. Let's go to White Castle and celebrate.
All right.
I know I'd get you back if I kept scrubbing and mopping and cleaning the ashtrays and believing.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, that last test was the hardest.
Test, Nick?
Yeah, the way you actually got Loretta to come here and do what she did. I don't know how you did it.
Wasn't a test, Nick.
It wasn't?
No.
She really wants me back?
That's right.
Oh. Good. I'm glad to see that you're above that sort of thing. It's you and me forever.
Really, Nick? Can't believe it. I don't... Nick? What's the matter?
I don't know. So, something weird, Carl.
Yeah.
I can't control my body. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to find a cure for this if it kills me. Goodbye, Carl. I love you. Loretta!
Sam, on the way over to the bar this morning, I saw this amazing cloud formation.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Looked like a flock of sheep. It was really...
Satisfied? You're all ignorant.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. We
made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
But our regret is tempered by our pride in you. You didn't fall for him. You didn't give in. You stayed strong and you came out on top. This is your day, Carla. Rejoice.
Yeah, this is my day. Except for one thing. I love the monkey more now than I ever did.
That monkey?
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it?
I don't think it is. Listen to me. What you're feeling right now for Nick, every woman has felt it sometime. At one time or another, we all fall for some guy that we know isn't good for us. We need excitement. We need a walk on the wild side. I know whereof I speak. Believe it or not, there are times I'm irresistibly drawn to that damn Sam.
Or I. Samurai Fraser Crane. Warrior of love. That's what I call him. Samurai Fraser Crane.